Republican Senator Brad Zahn sponsored the legislation after receiving a citation in the mail for a speeding violation in Cedar Rapids. He says his son was caught on camera driving a car registered to the Urbandale senator.
Obviously, I don't condone that. I had a talk with my son. I said, number one, you're going to pay for this ticket. And number two, you got to watch your speed.
Zahn says afterwards he received hundreds of calls and emails from Iowans complaining about the new traffic enforcement tool, stories of sliding through an icy intersection only to be nabbed by a red light camera.
Just last night I talked to someone that had their car taken to a repair shop. The mechanic took it out for a test drive and got a violation. Next thing you know, the owner of that car gets the ticket in the mail.
Currently, five Iowa communities use cameras to monitor intersections or interstate traffic: Davenport, Cedar Rapids, Clive, Council Bluffs, and Sioux City. Members of law enforcement in those communities insist they were installed to improve public safety, but Zahn speculates it's more about generating revenue. There's no doubt the cameras raise money. Cedar Rapids has collected nearly $3.5 million in fines in the first year alone. But Police Lieutenant Jeff Hembra says the cameras have also changed driver behavior.
At the monitored intersections where we had put these systems up that were our highest accident intersections, they've dropped by 40% from 09 to 010 when we instituted those.
Meanwhile, accidents on Interstate 380 through Cedar Rapids are down 54%. The Center for Transportation Research and Education at Iowa State University reports a similar reduction in crashes at camera-recorded intersections in Davenport and Council Bluffs. Des Moines is hoping for similar results when the capital city installs traffic cameras later this year. The proliferation of these devices doesn't sit well with the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa. Executive Director Ben Stone says the cameras are often subject to abuse by local officials and have a smothering effect on citizens.
The public has consistently rejected these systems. There's been 15 different votes on referendum around the country, and every single time, the voters reject this fiscal policy.
Other opponents argue the cameras fail to keep dangerous drivers off the roads because the civil citations that accompany a violation don't count against your license and are not reported to your insurance carrier. But Senator Jeff Danielson says for all their faults, the cameras appear to be working. The Cedar Falls Democrat says that's why he can't support a ban at this time.
We live in modern times. We should take advantage of modern technology if we can protect the public that way.
Danielson says he is concerned about the perception that these cameras are just a revenue grab by cities, and he says he's willing to consider legislation that will amend their use but not end their use. The chair of the House Transportation Committee, Gowrie Republican David Jepkes, says he'll introduce legislation next week that would cap how much a city can charge for a civil citation and establish a uniform appeal process. At the State House, I'm Janine Beck, Iowa Public Radio News.